And the ship is 27 metres long, so it's longer than the biggest of the ocean-going yachts. It's a really massive ship. It's the biggest, most complete Anglo-Saxon ship ever found.
We're inland. Why would anybody here want to be buried in a ship?
Ships were very important to these people. The rivers and the sea were their means of communication. It was much easier to go by water than it was by land at this time, so that people, say, in modern Swindon, would have been on the edge of the world to these people, whereas people in Denmark and Holland would be close neighbours.
The big question, of course, for anybody looking at the grave and what was found in the grave, is that there's no body. Where do you think the body is?
Well, the absence of the body was a bit of a mystery when the excavation happened, and people wondered whether this could be a cenotaph, i.e. a burial where the body had been lost, so it's a sort of symbolic burial, if you like. But nowadays we think a body was buried in the grave, but because of these special acidic conditions of this soil, it just dissolved away. What you have to remember is that a ship is a watertight vessel, and when you put it in the ground, the water percolating through the soil builds up in it, and it basically forms an acid bath in which all these organic things like the body and the leatherwork and the wood dissolve away, leaving nothing.
We still don't know who that owner was, but the Sutton Hoo helmet put a face on an elusive past. A face that has ever since gazed sternly out from books, magazines and newspapers. It's become one of the iconic objects of Britain's history.